Today, one out of every 11 bridges that Minnesota motorists cross each day are likely to be deteriorating to some degree. Nearly 9% of bridges statewide are rated structurally deficient, according to government standards, compared to 11.5% nationwide. This means that out of 50 states and the District of Columbia, Minnesota ranks 34th worst nationally in terms of the overall condition of the state's bridges. Cook County has 49 bridges under its maintenance. 7, or just over 14%, are deemed structurally deficient. David Betts is the county's highway engineer.
Structural deficiency can be, in the case of a culvert, if the bottom is rotted out. It can be geometrics on the roadway, which would be if the road is wider than the actual bridge crossing. That can be a deficient bridge, and lots of things. And then all the way up to the bridge is getting ready to fail. We don't have any bridges like that in Cook County that are in danger of failing, but we do have bridges that need to get worked on.
Federal law requires states to inspect all bridges 20 feet or longer at least every 2 years. Bridges in very good condition may go for 4 years between inspections, while those rated structurally deficient must be inspected every year.
We go through and do our ratings, a certain number of our bridges every year. A bridge for the public, so that they know, is anything over 10 feet. So if I have 2 5-foot culverts side by side for a creek crossing, that's considered a bridge, all the way up to the bridges that we've got crossing the Cascade River and things like that. So it's a big range of what's there. So it can be just steel pipe bridges, and most of our bridges are actually steel pipe bridges.
Highway bridges have 3 components: the superstructure, which supports the deck, the substructure, which uses the ground to support the superstructure, and the deck, which is the top surface of the bridge that cars, trucks, and people cross. If a bridge is rated structurally deficient, it's seen to require significant maintenance, rehabilitation, or replacement.
What I call span bridges have, I think, 9 in the county. We don't have many, and most of them are in pretty good shape.
There are more bridges than the 49 maintained by the County Highway Department. However, those are maintained by other agencies.
The 49 number is just in on county-owned roads. That wouldn't include township roads, wouldn't include private roads. It would not include 61, would not, any of the bridges on 61 wouldn't include any of the Forest Service bridges.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.